heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
I got lots of people's opinions about Cook's Illustrated magazine. I got information about vertical farming and some really interesting information about how we can increase food production in cities and what things taste like when you grow them in water and air and minerals. I got information about genetically modified organisms. I heard about the history of butchering in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Freelance writer Meg Muckenhaupt was one of hundreds of participants in the food tech conference at the Roger Smith Hotel.
Well, there are all sorts of issues that are controversial that are connected with food technology from historical purposes as well as today. So, and we've tried to look at all of those issues and look at how technology has affected food.
That's Andy Smith, one of the conference's organizers. This is the first year of the food tech conference. Andy said that he did not anticipate even half of the topics that fell under the umbrella of food and technology.
There was no panel that didn't surprise me in putting it together. We had no expectation of some of the topics and issues that people raised or the individuals who were raising them.
One of those individuals was Maya Weinstein, who explores the food science behind industrialized ingredients. She created a DIY instructable kit so consumers can make their own high fructose corn syrup.
I spoke on the Tweaking the Sensory Profile panel, which was probably my favorite panel today.
Maya was joined by Nadia Berenstein, who presented on the history of synthetic flavors.
She presented the chemists who make these chemicals as artisans and artists, and I thought that was really in lines of how I think of myself making these chemicals as kind of like a weird mad scientist artist.
For more about mad scientists and artists, visit thefoodconference.com, where you can listen to recordings of all panels from the Food Tech Conference. For the HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Joe Galarraga.